Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. As Minneapolis grapples with a controversial federal immigration crackdown, Native American activists in other cities are watching and preparing for the potential for similar pressure from the Trump administration. Jennifer Marley is a community organizer in New Mexico and a member of the Total Sovereignty Working Group. She is from San Ildefonso Pueblo. She says speaking out publicly is becoming increasingly dangerous and that efforts to paint protesters as criminals is taking a toll on those brave enough to resist what they see as injustice.
There's safety concerns, right? There's fear of being criminalized. You know, hyper-surveillance is something that local organizers have dealt with, whether that's antagonism from the state or antagonism from local vigilante groups, right? Myself and fellow organizers have been at the receiving end of this violence in the past. So I do believe that we are also experiencing kind of state of burnout. I don't believe fear is all consuming, but I do believe that these safety concerns have really, really stunted us in some ways. And right now, I really believe what needs to be happening for Native people, a conversation we need to be having that I'm not seeing very much, is we need to bolster the power of Native nations and tribal sovereignty. And I think activists need to get more comfortable working directly with tribal leadership.
Marley says she is encouraged by efforts from some political leaders in her own state and others to limit the reach of ICE agents. Eva Cardenas is in Minneapolis and is the director of organizing for the Indian Collective. She is Mixteca Chicana of Massawa and Zapotec descent. She says she is concerned with the Trump administration's demonstrated willingness to ignore any judicial oversight.
We are in a moment where there is a fascist regime that is attempting to consolidate power by any means necessary. The repression through the use of the legal system, whether that be through slap suits or proposing these sort of domestic terrorism charges, is part of sort of that place. We are seeing the state agencies, the federal agencies, these positions of power use and weaponize the judicial system to get people to not defend their rights, to target leaders that are doing the organizing work, that are sort of at the front end of things to squash dissent. And so it's important for people to understand that we have the right and the duty not only to defend the rights that our relatives and our ancestors have fought so long for, but to protect sort of the clawback that we are seeing in real time of these democratic institutions.
Cardenas says what we're seeing unfolding in Minneapolis is bad enough, but she is more concerned about what else is in store for the future. That's a concern for Joel Garcia as well. He is a Huichol artist and director of Mesli Projects in Los Angeles. He says the strategy for protesters there is to slow the ability of federal agents to operate while also ensuring people's physical and emotional safety.
The best we can do is put as many barriers and deterrents in the moment to get out of danger. It was a useful strategy during Standing Rock. It was a useful strategy during many other instances, is understanding what policies and laws are in certain communities, in your community, where is what's private property, what isn't, and just place as many deterrents and barriers in between these federal agents and vulnerable people.
Garcia credits longstanding indigenous knowledge of organizing and maintaining personal integrity for the tools to endure what he sees as a disorganized but disruptive attempt to oppress certain people. Direct on-the-ground resistance is one way Native activists are expressing themselves. But Anishinaabe artist, filmmaker, and community organizer Courtney Cochran says there are other ways to contribute. She has been screen printing t-shirts with Native designs and conducting art making workshops in Minneapolis.
I wanted to volunteer my time not only to be a good relative and ally, but to also help provide a place where community members can come together as one to make art and support each other through these difficult times that we're all trying to navigate and constantly being triggered by, especially after George Floyd. I feel like we're still trying to heal from that. And so we're just trying to navigate this, you know, and art pushes these movements forward. Art shifts culture. Art is one of the ways that connects and builds community. And also with the design that I've been doing that Marlena created to remind ICE whose land they're on, which is Dakota land, before kicking them out. Especially during these times, we need to continue creating and finding joy wherever we can and just come together and support each other and take care of each other.
Cochran says she and others learned organizing skills from the protests stemming from George Floyd's death 5 years ago. And she's hopeful that positive change will come from the current struggles on the streets of her city. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.